This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. One day after announcing the execution of an anti-government protester, Iranian state media said that Iranian President Ebrahim Raisi and other government officials pledged to continue to crack down on unrest within the country. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said in Friday's briefing that the joint U.S.-Canada statement focused on Iranian officials
connected to human rights abuses, including those committed as part of the ongoing brutal crackdown aimed at denying the Iranian people their human rights and their fundamental freedoms, their fundamental rights. And so we'll continue to support the Iranian people.
Iranian courts have issued at least 10 death sentences for people arrested in connection with the protests. U.S. President Joe Biden has authorized a new round of $275 million in military aid for Ukraine, offering new capabilities to defeat drones and boost air defenses. Again, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
Today's announcement also includes critical equipment that Ukraine is using so effectively to defend itself on the battlefield, such as more ammunition for HIMARS and Ukraine's artillery.
To counter Russia's surge in missile attacks against Ukraine, the United States has sent sophisticated anti-aircraft NASAMS systems to Ukraine that have been running for a few weeks. Ukrainians say they are fighting for freedom against an unwanted invader and aggressor. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said the situation in key areas of the Donbas front in eastern Ukraine is very difficult, but Kyiv's forces are repelling Russian attacks and inflicting significant losses. Zelensky also said that Russian forces had destroyed the town of Bakhmut. For additional stories, visit our website. This is VOA News. The United Nations Refugee Agency reports it is stepping up critical aid to thousands of refugees and internally displaced people in conflict-ridden northern Ethiopia. Lisa Schlein has more.
Millions of people, especially in Tigray, have been largely deprived of food, medicine, and other essentials throughout the two-year conflict. Since the peace treaty was signed, UNHCR representative in Ethiopia, Mamadou Dianbald, says his agency and partners have been able to increase the level of assistance and protection within the region. Bald says the UNHCR also is working closely with local authorities in northern Ethiopia to support Ethiopians displaced by the conflict. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
For the second day in a row, supporters of ousted Peru President Pedro Castillo on Friday tried to approach the Congress and protest the impeachment of the now detained Castillo. Police again made attempts to disperse the crowds by firing tear gas. It has been 2 days since Castillo's decree to dismiss the representatives, an attempt to prevent a third impeachment vote after surviving two in 17 months in office. Meanwhile, Castillo is held to face rebellion charges. The United Nations Security Council adopted a resolution on Friday that will protect humanitarian assistance from unintended negative impacts across all regimes targeted by UN sanctions. At a news conference, U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Linda Thomas-Greenfield, says that the resolution will have a significant impact in many areas around the world.
Afghanistan, looking at the situation in Syria, looking at the situation in Burma, every single place where we're working and providing support to humanitarian workers will benefit.
The United States and Ireland initiated the talks and led the negotiations. 14 council members voted in favor, and only one abstained, India. Aid groups say asset freezes in sanctions regimes can affect their ability to access funds and work with banks to carry out their operations. The former Minneapolis police officer who kneeled on George Floyd's back while another officer kneeled on the black man's neck was sentenced on Friday to 3.5 years in prison. J. Alexander Kung pleaded guilty in October to a state court of aiding and abetting second-degree manslaughter. Kung was already serving a federal sentence for violating Floyd's civil rights. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit our website and follow VOA on social media platforms for pictures, videos, stories, and more. From Washington, I'm Steve.